Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth.
And sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt. We are Jack and Jill, and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about our Monday deal review. Today's deal, or today's topic, are huge acreage takedowns. Some people specialize in them. Some people avoid them. We'll talk all about it. Before we do, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplants.com, our free online community.
This one is a family post. I love how they put that. They are the Watson family. So the Watson family asked, the benefits of having multiple properties on the same deed have been discussed, but what about when closing through a title company? In a scenario where there is a seller with multiple properties in the same county, can you typically close through a title company and have all the properties covered under the same title policy?
Jill DeWitt, you are so qualified to answer this question.
Yes.
That is the answer.
And done it.
That's way more attractive.
Yes, definitely.
So the truth of it is, it's almost always, I can't think of a scenario where it's not, almost always more attractive to do multiple properties, to purchase multiple properties at once. Mm-hmm. You know, I call it the buy a case and sell it by the bottle, you know, methodology. So a title policy generally will cost pretty close to this. If you buy one property with a title policy and you buy 50 properties on the same title policy, this is in general. They're very close in price. The work that's involved and the risk, apparently, because it's coming from one seller. I don't know much about insurance, but apparently the risk is close to the same because the price is the same. Mm-hmm. And the work's the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've done deals where we, where it's like a release or a takedown where every month we buy a certain amount. And the title policy is done on like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of properties all at once up front. Mm-hmm. From one seller. So yes, 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 and yes. And the fact that they're all on one deed or multiple deeds, it's a little bit confusing because of like, I think it gets confusing because of car titles. You know, you could never have five cars on a car title, right?
No.
But you can have five properties on one deed,
right,
and then sell them off each individually with individual deeds.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a universal, once you do 5 or 10 deals, you realize that's just how it goes. So that's the norm.
You know, what's interesting too, I was going to add for the Watson family, this sounds like maybe a big deal transaction, but it's not. It's kind of the easiest for you of all of them because they're doing everything for you all at once with all the properties in the same seller. So I love these. These are fantastic. Yeah. And another thing I'd like to point out is, when you have title insurance, make that a big deal in your posting. You know, that really is a nice thing. You paid extra for that. So you want to brag about that. And some buyers, you know, will really go, oh, that's, you know, they like that coming into it. They can see, you know, these must be bigger deals that you're paying for it too. There's either something going on that maybe there's a trust or something involved because that's why you're bringing in a title agency. Or these are more valuable properties. You know, either way, that's great.
Yeah.
And make sure you brag about that and price accordingly. You know, maybe mark it up a little bit because it comes with title insurance and you've already done some of the extra work that people might want.
We literally put a link. If you go to landstay.com and you see our completed sales, you'll see a link to the actual scanned in policy. We've got, I don't know, 10,000, maybe more than that, way more than that actually, properties that have been purchased in. We can go back and see the title policies.
You know what? You just brought up a good point. Exactly. So, yeah, when you guys post this property, Jack's right. We do that. You'll have images of the property. You'll also have a link right there to the title policy so they can see it.
Exactly.
So that's good.
There's
advice.
A company, the Watson. This is about the Watson family.
The Watson family.
I love how that whole presentation.
Uh-huh.
There's a very successful group of real estate agents in the Phoenix area, and they're called, their last name is Calloway. And this is what's on their sign and all on their marketing. Those Calloways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's number one or number two in the number of listings every single month. I get the report.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it makes you intrigued. Like, what's the Watson family? How many are there?
right?
You know,
nine.
Is it an army?
I don't know.
Like those Callaways. What the heck is that? Are there 50 of them or two or what's the deal?
Is this a gang?
I like
it. Do they have red bandanas?
Yeah. Exactly.
Love it.
Today's topic is Monday deal review. Every Monday, Jill and I talk about properties that we're working on. Well, just like you could almost, you know, set your watch by it, a huge deal came across our desk, actually from a member. And it's my first gut eighth of a second was, this is too big for us to do. Well, I got into it and found out the work's already done. It's already cut up into 5, 10, 20, and 40 acre properties in New Mexico. And we love acreage properties in New Mexico. And, you know, when this is all said and done, and if the planets are aligned, and they never are, but when it all works the way it should, we will, all of us involved will probably make in excess of between 800 and 1.5 to 1.7 million in cash. If it's terms, it'll be a lot more than that. So that's the deal that, you know, I don't even know if Jill knows about this deal yet. It's not in the system. It was not returned by mail. Why is this guy who calls himself Jack working on a deal where he says never, ever work on a deal that's not in your acquisition criteria?
What did I just hear? You are right, Jack. Thank you for calling yourself out. I didn't get there in time.
Is it an apartment building? No.
What?
Is it completely veering from what we do? No. I'll tell you why. Because I'm going to make more than $1 million on this thing.
All right.
And it's a sure thing.
It's not in our acquisition criteria. Okay.
Am I going to go redevelop an office building buyer database to get it done? No. Is it a pie in the sky transaction? Absolutely not. In fact, it's going to happen.
Okay.
It's a foreclosed property deal by with a lender who is completely out of their league from a property type scenario. They don't have any idea what they should do. Right. And they're looking to us to solve their problem, which we will. I know who's going to buy it already. So,
oh, I hope it's, are they on, are they behind on their taxes? Just kidding.
I bet. It's all in one subdivision. The subdivision, actually, this is interesting. It's in two counties. Mm-hmm. Two counties in the same state. You don't see that too often. Usually just you deal with one county.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, if it wasn't a smoking deal right up our alley kind of thing, I wouldn't. And that was my first reaction.
Okay, so how many properties are there again?
800 and something, like 880, but they're all acreage properties.
Were they, did the HOA fold and they took them back, or how'd they get them?
Somebody went and sought out a loan to buy these properties.
Oh.
And the bank took it back for lack of payment.
How long ago? I wonder how long.
Less than a year.
Huh. Interesting.
It's a slam dunk deal. We're buying it for less than $100 an acre.
Wow.
And
nice.
You and I have personal experience together selling property in the same subdivision for one hell of a lot more than $100 an acre.
Mm-hmm.
For cash. And I mean, that's why the pieces, like I said, I wouldn't be working on this deal if I didn't know we could get it done.
Got it. Nice. All right. So every now and then it's okay to veer from the acquisition criteria when a slam dunk comes your way.
I would even argue that the way this deal got to my desk is not our traditional way, but it really is within our acquisition criteria. This is the triple slash, not out of the park home run, but it's the home run you're looking for.
Hmm.
It just didn't come in by way of offering mail. You know what it did? It came in by way of having Land Academy, which was one of the material reasons that Jill and I sat around one day and said, you know what? We should launch this thing because it's going to turn out we're going to do more deals.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, so I was joking a little bit before. Mm-hmm. This is right into our acquisition criteria.
Mm-hmm. It is. So thank you. I can't wait to hear. Are there any more numbers that you can share with us?
Yeah. Well, those are pretty strong numbers. 800 and I don't remember. It's like between 830 and 870.
Okay. How are you going to, you want to leak them out? How are you going to do it?
My first choice is to do this, get control of the property for little to no money. And that sounds like that's going to happen. I'm either going to pull in buy the property with somebody else, a huge money guy, and then just turn it quickly, or we're going to negotiate something with the bank, which they're all in favor of too. They just want to get rid of this.
Got it.
And,
can you do like have a release? Do you want to even do a monthly release? That's one of your
options. Release is an option.
30 a month or whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I mean, that's an option, but.
You just want to get them all.
I would rather get control of the whole transaction and then market it to a very select number of people that are in our list that you and I both know about. And just resell it. And, you know, that's just how I roll.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather make $500,000 really very, very quickly, marking it up for cash to cash,
right,
than make $4.2 million over 6 years and then marketing it with drone photos and stuff.
Right.
Because there's another deal that's going to come around the corner just like this next month.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people listening to this right now saying you are off your rocker. Why?
Oh, would you make by doing it that way.
That's instead of 4.2 or some number.
That's just the way Jack, that's the way you like to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I mean, there's a reason to that. We are wholesalers when it comes to this thing.
Out.
Yeah. And we hope that and that person makes a fortune because they are now our best customer forever.
Well, that's who's going to buy it from me. The person who's going to buy it from me is going to go do that. They're going to go make $4 million on it.
They already have. And that's why they're on our list too, by the way.
Exactly.
But just not at this scale. So there you go.
That's this is awesome. The technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 deal experience. So know the difference between veering from your acquisition criteria and not veering. It's a fine line to dance on, but I'll tell you, if you think you have to recreate the wheel because you might make some money, even though it's in real estate, specifically maybe a different product type like strip malls or something, that's out of your acquisition criteria. But you don't have to be a crazy engineering weirdo about it and say A to B to C has to happen before I will even look at it or sell it or buy it. Know that line. Hey, and if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, inspire us.
Kind of ties into this. Don't be afraid, but do your research, then decide. Because like you said, Jack, even this is a good example. This came across my desk, forget it, not my thing. Oh, I don't want to deal with that many properties. It's just so much work. I might have to, you know, it would have been easy to say pass, but you did take a moment. You did do the research and find out, wow, A, B, C, D, and E are already done.
Yeah.
Okay, now you got my attention. This might be something worth doing. So do your research. I guess don't be so quick to judge in this environment. Someone's calling me back and they have this kind of a property. I don't even know where that is. I don't know that area. Oh my gosh, that's a whole different state I've never worked in. You know, but you know, maybe it's the same seller and they have four properties in the area you like and then six over here. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Do a little research. Check it all out, then decide.
Yeah.
And it might get you branched out. Now I know this area. Now I know this kind of a thing.
Yeah, I mean, the research you might want to do, and this ties into what I was saying too, the research that you're going to do is, does this fit into my like sales scheme? Does it fit into, if I put this on my website, is there a chance that you know, it's going to sell pretty well? Do the people that I have on my mailing list, are they going to respond to this? Are they going to say, what the heck are these guys doing now buying office buildings or something crazy?
Mm-hmm.
No, you just want to see if it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You don't want to buy a mine.
Yeah.
Just because we're land people doesn't mean we're mining people. This happens to us frequently. I don't know why.
I've had the people ask about grazing. Do you ever like at property for like farm animals?
Here's a list of things
it's
that I
really
know nothing
not
about.
Not my thing, though. No.
Cattle ranching,
right.
Mining, mineral rights, farming of any kind.
Baseball.
This is fun. Give us a list of stuff you don't know anything about, Jill.
Oh my gosh.
I know a lot about data. A little bit about real estate.
Popping open a computer. cooking.
We should do a show about this.
That's good. Oh, that's funny. I'm trying to think. There's a lot of things that I don't know a lot about. And I'm good with that.
Development. I don't know much about that. Vertical construction. Don't know about it. I know a little bit about subdividing.
There you go.
This is fun.
I'm trying to think. Give me some. Anything electrical. what else? Oh, that's funny. That's a good topic. I love it. I love it.
Well, keep going. I want to know what else you're
I'm trying to think. Come on, you do better thinking of me. You do me and I'll do you.
What do I know nothing about? Let's see.
No, with me.
Oh, I'm going to say what you don't know about.
Yeah, Jill, you don't realize this. How about this? This could even be more fun. Jill, what do you think you know something about and you really don't know?
Okay. Jill loves to sing and she doesn't know anything about that.
I'm familiar with that now. I know that. Thanks a lot.
All right, you're next. Go.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be good. I don't know. I'm gone now. I can't think of one. Jack, I'm having a hard time. It's really good, though.
It's good.
I know. I'm like having a brain fade. Maybe it's just, I don't know. I have a brain fade. Like, I have all the, you know what it is, Jack? I have all the stuff in my mind right now. I have all these things going on, and I'm just, I have a lot of transactions and things. Like, it's a really, really, really good week for me right now.
Yeah.
It is. So I have to apologize if I'm not 100% here.
This is a guy's dream to have the woman say, I can't really think of anything off the top of my head that you think you know a lot about, but you really know nothing
right?
about it.
Yeah.
I think you should take an extra minute here. I'll entertain everyone.
How funny is this?
And really just think about some, you know, what do I have a big head about that? It's like, oh my gosh, she's doing plumbing again. I know I've seen this, the end of this movie.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, no, I can't because I'm having a hard time with it because I don't want to make you like I'm throwing you under the bus.
I have one about myself. I recently learned this from our children. Go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, go. What?
No, go ahead.
No, mine?
No, yeah. I mean, don't hold back.
Well, I'm having to, you know
we
what?
You can always not air it if it's awful.
Okay. I'm having to dress you younger than you act, than you want to dress.
True. I know nothing about
You know nothing how to dress about myself. Dressing your age. How's
You're
that?
Absolutely right. About that.
It's a gross point thing and I get it and I appreciate that. But you know, the surfers don't really there's not a Brooks Brothers on the Strand for a reason.
Wow, they're right. There isn't.
Okay. There's mine.
Awesome.
Okay.
No, I have mild dyslexia and I have issues writing. And I've been writing notes recently for people around the house in the office and everyone's just been laughing behind my back about it. And it's come to my face now, which is pretty darn funny. Because then I turn it all around and they start to feel bad for me and stuff. It's fun.
No, it's kind of like, hi, excuse me, what is this word? I don't know, Dito. What is this word? I don't. That's a good one. Okay, there. I could say, Jack, you think you know how to spell? You really don't.
Oh, no, yeah.
Jack?
No, I don't know. I know that about
myself. All right,
myself.
I got one. Jack, you think you know Word? You don't know Word.
Microsoft
you only know
Word?
Excel.
That's exactly right.
And Jack, when you spell check, it won't find it if it's so totally destroyed that even spell check can't figure out what it is.
All true. All these things are true.
No, but I didn't mean to pick on you. I just saying funny stuff.
It's fine.
All right, good.
Boy, we could go on.
Yes.
But we shouldn't.
Off topic.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
So you get just about anything you want.
We use it every day. To buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good show, Joe. We did the after talk sort of already.
I know. I felt bad. I was trying to think of a good thing. You know what, Jack? I legitimately mean this. You're really good at stuff. And because even if you're not really good at it, you're good at finding the answer. That's something about you. You will not throw up your hands. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen you throw up your hands. You'll throw up your hands because you're frustrated, but you won't stop. You'll YouTube the hell out of something, you know, and take on projects that are probably too big that could have been done by a mechanic in a fourth of the time, but you don't stop. So it's hard for me to come up with things that, so how can I say you're not good at it? You just haven't developed it yet.
That's really actually a nice compliment. Thank you.
Welcome. It's true.
Yeah. I mean, I've given myself a lot of criticism about, you know, there's certain stuff you should just never take on. We're going through a huge virtual assistant / outsource movement right now. Changing in our companies because there's some people out there who are just experts at tiny little things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like producing a podcast, for instance, that are way better and it's way cheaper in the end to have that done. So I'm trying to reel that back in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 24 hours in a day.
I know. Isn't that funny?
Should be spend at least half your time having fun. That's what I say.
Not sleeping. Right. Skip the sleep. Exactly. That doesn't come up.
Jack and Jill, information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.